August 1863. The hot Kansas wind twisted around Isaiah Milton's face. His mother named him after the sound the wind made when it came through the front door of his childhood home, Isaiah. It called again 20 years later, and he stumbled through the Kansas plain searching for it. He needed food, sleep, and shade, but he had nothing save the dusty trail under his tattered boots, and the only shade came from the scavengers flying overhead waiting for him to fall. Not that the vultures would have much to eat. Isaiah, who had stopped growing at 12, looked foolish in his Confederate uniform. However, the way he looked in it was the least of his worries. Without some new boots and a change of clothes, his days were numbered. An unhappy soldier, Isaiah walked away from the battlefield with no plan for how to survive. It took some time before his troop noticed he was gone, and even though they were better off without him, Isaiah knew they would come looking. When Confederates started paying soldiers to find, return, and execute deserters, poor Isaiah knew that with neither horse nor sense of direction, his case was hopeless. He lost track of time. Had it really been a month since he walked away? Up until now, he was what they called a straggler, someone who leaves the camp but eventually returns. Everything changed after day 30. You got reclassified as a deserter. He had a target on his back and a reward on his head. Or was it the other way around? He had no experience or training to outrun or outfight a group of vicious and ruthless men. Men who are willing to give their lives to maintain the slavery system aren't just dumb, he thought. They're dangerous. Isaiah fought through the pain of his blistered feet and looked behind to the horizon where he saw the silhouette of horsemen dancing through the wavy summer heat. Isaiah could hear his mother calling, and he pushed on. Isaiah. He dragged his tired feet along as fast as he could manage and sang a tune to lift his spirits and quicken his pace. When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah, the men will cheer and the boys will shout. The song died on Isaiah's lips, and he forgot about the men tracking him when he stumbled upon a massive hole directly along his chosen route. This hole was too wide to be an empty well, but it was perfectly round and about 12 feet across. Nothing marked its location, indicated who had dug it, or hinted at what was at the bottom, if it even had a bottom. Had he traveled at night, he would have fallen in without so much as a whisper, never to be heard from again. Standing at the edge, Isaiah couldn't see how far it went, just more deep darkness. Nothing about it seemed to belong to this planet except a cooling breeze that escaped from its depths. Isaiah, it called, sounding more like his mother than the wind. Curious to gauge its depth, Isaiah picked up a rock not much bigger than a pebble and tossed it down. He stood silently, waiting to hear it hit the bottom, but he never did. As he listened, his eyes moved up to the horizon where he sees a boy watching. Isaiah was set to continue on the path. He needed a hole in the ground as much as he needed a hole in the head. When suddenly the rock he had dropped flew back out of the tunnel. Isaiah picked up the rock, which felt bigger than the original stone. Again he tossed it back down, this time with more force, and again he never heard the sound of it hitting bottom. A minute later, a rock flew out of the hole, this time nearly hitting Isaiah in the head. The rock had changed. This was not the same one, he was sure of it. This one was at least twice its size. Now more curious than ever, he reached into his knapsack and found a bullet. Isaiah flung the bullet into the pit and waited. He saw movement out of the corner of his eye. Clearly someone was watching him. Isaiah's eyes weren't playing tricks on him. It was a young boy, and Isaiah lifted his arm in a lazy wave. The boy did the same. As he watched the boy, Isaiah momentarily forgot about the bullet he had dropped until it came back up. Like the rock, it came back different. It was much more substantial. This bullet wouldn't even fit in his rifle. It looked like a mini missile. What in tarnation? Isaiah mumbled to himself. He compared it to his other bullets. It was more than double the size. He quickly scrounged in his backpack, found a small piece of stale bread, and gave it to the darkness. While waiting, he again looked for the boy, but he was gone. When the hole tossed the bread back up, it was the size of a loaf. Holy moly! He took a bite of the bread. Isaiah Moulton! A voice from behind called out. Isaiah spun around, his mouth full of bread. It's Milton! Isaiah said to a troop of Confederate soldiers standing on foot. Their horses huddled in the distance. The men all carried guns like him, but theirs were pointing in his direction. He be...